With us today is Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia. Chris is going to tell us about the latest development in the wake of the audio description trial on ABC TV and what we might expect next year. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, Berta.
Now, what's been happening since the trial ended in November?
Okay, well, I think when I was with you last time, I mentioned that there's a report that the ABC has been preparing on the trial, which is due to go to the government by the end of this year. That's mainly reporting on the technical aspects of the trial, which mostly the trial went very, very well, but just a few things came up which will need to be sorted out before a full service goes ahead. So that is all happening. Now, in the meantime, Media Access Australia, Vision Australia, Blind Citizens Australia and ACAN have all got together and produced a report of our own, which is more about the giving the consumer response to the trial. So we think that's a very important aspect of it as well.
So, Chris, what sort of things are in the report?
Well, for me, by far the most important thing is just the testimonies from a lot of people, a lot of blind and vision impaired people who were able to access the audio description during the trial. And, you know, it's just so clear the incredible difference that it made to those people just having that service over the 13 weeks. You know, they, for the first time, sometimes for years, they were able to fully enjoy television, which is, you know, such a basic thing for most people. And, you know, enjoy it and not have to rely on, you know, their friends or their family to tell them what's actually happening on the screen. So I think it's very important that their experiences are heard. Now, also, there's things like discussion of, you know, what programs were described during the trial, because some programs lend themselves to audio description more than others. You need to have a little bit of a, you know, space in the audio to actually fit the description in and so on. So, you know, these are the sort of things that, you know, the trial was aimed at sort of evaluating. Also, you know, commenting on the style of the audio description, because there's a few different schools of thought about how it should be done, how the speaker should sound. Should they sound sort of cold and unemotional, or should they, you know, be a little bit more interpretive? So things like that. And then also some sort of practical stuff about looking at other levels of audio description in other countries. You know, in a lot of cases that basically puts Australia to shame, because, you know, if you're in the UK now, pretty well 10% of programs are audio described on most channels. So we're way behind here, unfortunately.
But we're still going forward, aren't we?
We're still going forward. Look, I suppose it's a big thing to introduce like something that's completely new into the broadcasting system here. There's a lot of technical stuff to work out. There's a lot of, you know, just practical stuff, you know, but I think it's all going pretty well. Fingers crossed.
So, Chris, what do you think will happen next year?
Well, what we've asked to happen is, once the government has been given time to, you know, absorb our report and absorb the ABC report, what we'd like to happen is just a sort of roundtable discussion with all the various stakeholders, with the blind groups and with the ABC and with the Department of Communications and, you know, everyone's involved, and see what the next steps are, what the problems are which need to be ironed out. Now, I suppose the big picture here is that the ABC's triennial or three-year funding is up for negotiation next year, so their budget for 3 years from next June is being decided. So basically it's the government deciding how much money to give the ABC. Mm. And, of course, audio description, you know, it costs money. So, you know, that's the bottom line there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're hoping that the money will be provided for the ABC to deliver the service.
Are you still optimistic that we'll get a regular AD service on TV here?
I am. I don't know whether it's because it's the season to be jolly and goodwill to all men and all of that. But I think there is the goodwill here to do this. And, I mean, if you read the report that we've compiled, you can see what a fantastic service this is for people and how, you know, incredibly overdue it is here.
Well, listeners, if you want to know more about audio description, Media Access Australia has a website, mediaaccess.org.au, and you can also contact them on info@mediaaccess.org.au or phone them on 02 9212 6242. Thanks for all of that today, Chris.
Thanks, Roberta.
And I wish you a very happy new year.
You too.
I've been speaking with Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia supporters of this program.